They can pass laws in Congress, ban us from meeting together. They can put locks on the doors and keep us out of the church house. But there is no way humanly possible they can stop us from praying.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God we can still pray through. Hallelujah. Take your Bible and turn to Psalms 100 this morning. Psalms 100. Some of you can probably quote it, but I want you to turn and look at it anyway. Psalms 100. You enjoy that singing this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
That's pretty good stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms 100. If we can do this morning, once you're there, say amen.
Amen.
I want everybody looking at it together, and I want us to try to read it together out loud in unison. Y'all think we could do that?
Yes, sir.
I believe we could. Psalms 100. I want you to look with me at verse number 1. If you're ready, let's read together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Brother Greg Nix, would you pray for us this morning? God, help us this morning.
Lord, a special dose of God, thy spirit, God, to preach to us.
Hallelujah.
Lord, anoint our ears to hear, God, our hearts, God, to receive, God, what you have to say to us. Lord, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Greg. I want to talk to you this morning from the 100th Psalm of why we worship. Why we worship. I was watching the television the other day and just flipping through the channels, and I wound up on one of them. I gotta try to be nice. I'm on the radio. One of them Christian networks, y'all know what I'm talking about, where they got the televangelist and a bunch of crooks and thieves and beggars. That's all they are, man. That's all they want is money, 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 money. But one of them made this announcement. They said, "Join us for praise and worship." And what I saw was neither praise nor worship. What I saw was a concert. And I'll make somebody mad this morning, but I really don't give a rip. You can get glad in the same britches you get mad in. Amen? The platform in the Baptist church is no place for a rock and roll band. When you walk into a church and they hand you earplugs before you come in, you're not in the right place. Amen? That's not church. That's flesh. Amen? It's the same spirit. Try this sometime. Cut on VH1 or MTV and then go to and mute it and go to one of them Christian rock videos. It looks the same.
Yeah, you're right.
It looks the same. Somebody said, "Well, it's not the word, not the music I'm interested in. It's the words." You out of your mind. Amen. What I'm saying, I don't mean to get sidetracked. I don't mean to get on a hobby horse here this morning. But there's things going on in church today that is not worship, but they are calling it worship. I want to make sure that here, I'm not responsible for nowhere else, but I want to make sure that here that God is glorified and God is worshiped in a right way and in a biblical way. Amen. We all right? Somebody said, "Well, I happen to like contemporary Christian music." Well, help yourself. I don't, and we won't have it here. Amen.
Amen.
Long as I got breath in my body, we're gonna sing out of them old hymn books.
Yes,
amen. They're more spiritual than a lot of these Bibles are printing today.
Yes,
amen. Y'all all right? We're not gonna have a bunch of little fairies running around waving flags and ain't happening. Somebody said, "You're just old-fashioned." Yep, that's exactly right. I think God's a little old-fashioned too. How old-fashioned is he? Why, he's from forever backward. Amen? Amen. He just always had. There ain't nobody older than God. Amen. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. I'm glad I serve a never-changing God. I don't have to worry that he's going to be something different today and then something different tomorrow, and I've got to keep up with what God is. No, God's the same today as he always has been, and he's the same as he always will be. Could it be that we come to Sunday school? We come to Sunday school, but have we really worshiped? This is supposed to be a house of worship. We come to church, but have we really worshiped? I'll be honest with you, I'm guilty of coming to church and going through the motions and not really worshiping God. Amen. I used to coon hunt when I was younger, and we went to church at White Oak. I'd coon hunt all night on Saturday night. By the way, we got some men who stayed in the woods running from yellow jackets half a night last night. But I'd like to see them fat boys out there in yellow jackets after them. Amen. But I'd stay out half a night on Saturday night. I'd come in, sit on the front row on Sunday morning. Brother Earl be preaching. I'd be nodding off like this. And I knew by the tone of his voice where to say amen. Can I get a witness? Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'd be like a chicken pecking corn, you know. Amen, amen. I ain't got a clue what he's saying. I can just hear the tone of his voice. Amen goes right there. If we're not careful, we'll come to church and we'll go through the moves and we'll go through the motions, but we'll fail to worship the Lord God Almighty. Amen? And come to prayer meeting on Wednesday night and fail to worship. Listen, our minds are easily distracted. Some of you, your mind is as far from the scripture we've just read, and your minds right now are as far from what I'm preaching as day is from night. Amen. You sit down in the house of God, and the devil will start planting this in your mind and that in your mind. I have literally watched people sit in church and balance their checkbook. Man, are you missing it? That's like pulling up to the table with pork chops and biscuit and gravy and deciding you got something more important to do. Amen. No, sir, I'm sopping that biscuit. Amen. I come to the house of God, I want to sop my biscuit in God's gravy. I want to get something from the Lord. Listen, my tongue can easily mouth the words to some great hymn with no fault. With no thought about what I'm saying whatsoever. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. How that no longer has an effect on God's people, I'll never know. It still stirs my soul. It still excites me down on the inside to know that God would take an old sinner like me, deserving hell and nothing more, and save my soul eternally. Eternally born again. Woo! Goes right there. Amen. If we're not careful, we'll just go through the motions. Listen, Psalms chapter 29 and verse number 2, the Bible said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. He said, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give him the glory that is due. How much glory is due to God? All of it. You got that right. Everybody, could you worship him too much? Could you brag on him too much? Somebody said, well, I just think you ought to be silent in church. This is not a courtroom. Amen. This is not a funeral home. There is a time for reverence. There is a time for solemnness. There is a time for mourning, but not in our hour of worship. We are not here to mourn this morning. We are here to uplift and magnify the Lord. The psalmist said, oh, come, let us magnify his name together. That means take that word Jesus and just enlarge that thing. Amen. We ought to worship the Lord. Listen, so often we get so little out of church because we put so little in it. One lady said, we're leaving the church, Pastor. We're not mad or anything, but we're just not being fed. Come on, preacher. I thought you about 45, 50 pounds overweight. Now, don't tell me you ain't being fed. Amen. I didn't say that. Well, we're just not being fed. Sometimes before you're fed, you might need worming. Yes, sir. Amen. We don't get anything out of church because we don't put anything in the church. How can God? We come in. I mean, I don't care who you are. Man, we live in a rat race world.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's crazy. They ain't time to do nothing. And buddy, we go all week long. Then we come in here on Sunday morning so full of the world.
You're right. Come on, preacher.
And we say, God, fill us up. And God says, there's no room to put anything. There's no room. No wonder we're so easily distracted. No wonder the devil messes with our minds during church because there's so much up there rattling around. When we come to church, man, we ought to just set everything aside. The bills can wait. The job can wait. It'll be there tomorrow. The problem with the kids can wait. The softball and the baseball, it can wait. And the football, it can wait. And the ballet and the gymnastics and the soccer. Soccer, that's a communist sport. Anyway, put all that stuff on the shelf and say we're just going to let everything go for a little while. And we're going to give God 100% of our attention. Amen. We hadn't done this in a long time. Stick your right hand right out in front of you. You got it? Some of you think I'm going to come put money in it, don't you?
Yeah.
Just in your mind's eye, I want you to put in your right hand every trouble, every trial, every burden in your life. Close it up. Stick your left hand out. I want you to put every sin and every weight that doth so easily beset us, the Bible said, and close it up. Now stay with me. You see, that's what you do at a concert.
Yeah. You're right, preacher.
Let it go.
Amen.
Put everything else aside and let's just get our minds and our hearts fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ this morning.
Yes.
Amen. So what is worship? So what is worship? Everywhere you find the word translated worship in the Bible, it carries a meaning of bowing down. Bowing down. It is a condition of the heart. It's an attitude, but it's also an action. Let me say it again. Worship is an attitude. Before it can be a proper action, the attitude's got to get right. Before I can properly worship God, I've got to humble myself before Him. You know what that singing does for me? It humbles me. Ashley and them got up there and started singing, I've been through enough to know that He'll be enough for me. And I think about how sorry I am and how worthless I am and how no good I am and how undeserving I am. And I think about how good God is. And I think about His mercy. And I think about His grace and how much He loves me. And it makes me feel about that tall. And then something on the inside of me says, glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, boy, it just starts busting out all over me. Somebody said, y'all charismatic. No, but Brother Tony Shirley said, we're automatic.
Amen.
We ain't charismatic, but we are automatic. You get to singing about Him. You get to bragging about Him. You get to preaching about Him. We can't help but holler a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. Listen here. Don't sit there and roll your eyes because we get a little loud. You better stay out of them ball fields. You better not be watching the Braves in the postseason. They clinched that thing, by the way. Woo-hoo! I like it. Son, me and Levi sat on the couch yesterday. He brought hot wings. My wife made chili, and I'm paying for it this morning. But we sat on the couch, and we watched the Georgia put the smack down on LSU. Amen! I was texting my Louisiana boys saying, how about them dogs? Amen! They run that last touchdown. Coral was sitting there holding Mason. Me and Levi both hollered, woo! And Mason looked at us like, what are y'all doing? Scared him to death. I'm not going to sit and cheer on a football team, and I'm not going to sit and cheer on a baseball team, then come to the house of God where the one who's made the greatest difference in my life, amen, who saved my soul from hell, and sit there with a zipped up mouth and not give Him some glory and not give Him some honor. The Bible said He inhabits our praise.
Yes,
you know what that means? The Lord, just in my vernacular, the Lord says, whoo, I like that. I'm going to hang out with them a while.
Yes,
amen. Amen. The Bible said praise is incense that goes up before God. In other words, it's a good, sweet smell to Him. And He's in heaven saying, I wonder how many churches He's passing by this morning going, whoo. That's stinky praise right there. I don't like no stinky praise. I want some sweet praise this morning.
Yeah.
I don't want that smelly junk. Whoa, they just gyrating in the flesh. I don't like that. They're enjoying themselves, not me. I want to come to church and enjoy myself in Him. Amen. Bowing down. We find that worship involves both attitudes, that's all, reverence and respect, and action, bowing, praising, and serving. Bowing, praising, and serving. Now, you go through the Bible, and I got a lot to say this morning and a short time to do it in, and I'll try to hurry, but I'm going to mind the Lord this morning. You go through the Bible, you'll see so many different aspects of worship. Abraham took his son Isaac up to the mountain to sacrifice him. Now, if you study out that sacrifice, he was fixing to skin his son, quarter his son in little pieces, and spread him out on the altar. Can you imagine taking that little boy, Brother Broderick, you've got sitting on your knee, and taking a knife and cutting him up in little bitty pieces, and then building a fire under him? That's what Abraham was going to do, and Abraham meant to do it. I mean, there was no reserve. But he told his servants before they went up to that mountain, he said, I and the lad will go yonder and worship. He called what he was fixing to do worship. He said, we're going to go up yonder and worship and come again to you. He believed he was going to chop that baby up. I also believe he thought if he did, God had put that baby back together. Because God had done promise to multiply his seed through that kid. He had him a promise from God. He didn't know nothing about a ram caught by his horns in the thicket. He just knew that God was real and that God was able, and he trusted in God, and he said, we're going up yonder, and what we're doing is worship. So sometimes worship is sacrifice. Amen. Sometimes worship is work. I believe old Brother Bob witnessing that young man on his porch Tuesday night, that was a form of worship before God. Amen. You don't think God got glory out of that? You've got another thing coming. Amen. Listen, may I suggest to you that everybody in this room worships something or someone. Everybody in this room worships something or someone. Brother Stacy sent me a picture of himself yesterday worshiping. Had a picture of himself sitting in his deer stand looking through his binocular. And he just typed up under there, Brother Freddie, 5 hours. I don't ever want to hear nobody complain about how long we in church. If you can sit in a tree looking like a monkey for 9 and 5 hours, you can sit in church for 2. Somebody help me. Bless God, I may go deer hunting in the morning myself. Amen. You go with me. Amen. Everybody worships something. Brother Ray, we go to these car shows. They pull up in a big old long trailer and unload that car. Brother Ray's fixing to bow his head. It ain't time to pray. They pull that car out of the trailer and park it right up there, and they put him a lounge chair and just sit by it all day long. Hey, if I had one, I might be right there by you. And they got them stickers on there, look but don't touch. Miss Cindy just got a 69 Super Sport Camaro, Cortez Silver. I felt the Holy Ghost right there.
Yes, sir.
I ain't having no hot rod that I can't scratch off in.
Amen.
Amen. I'm burning some rubber somewhere. You see, that's illegal. I know, but... That's like having a thoroughbred racehorse, man of war, bloodline, and walking everywhere you go. I got it. I'm going to gas it. Amen. Everybody worships something or someone. Have you ever seen how them children act, them little girls on TV when they see that old Busta Sag Bieber? I ever meet that little punk, I'm giving him a wedgie. Amen. I'm going to pull him up around his ears. Amen. They see him, they just swoon. Oh. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, brother, there's some famous people in the world I'd like to meet, but I ain't going to faint when I see them.
Yeah, right.
Man, that's the way we ought to act around the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, when the Lord shows up, we ought to just swoon, man. We ought to just be in awe of His presence. He doesn't have to come by here, but He does. Amen. Psalms 100 and verse number 1. The Bible said to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Now, you everybody look right up here. This is not a joyful noise. Let me say that again. That's what most Baptists do. You might get a blessing, Lord, every now and then. A joyful what?
Noise.
That's a sound, friend. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. It shouldn't just be a noise. It should be a joyful noise. It shouldn't be a noise like a riot, but it should be a happy noise. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. We ought to sing about it and get happy as we sing. Man, we started singing, "I Know My Name Is There" this morning. By the way, I know my name is there, and there's something inside me. It just turns my happy on. I can't help it. I laugh in church every now and then. I just say, "Ha! Woo! Boy, that's good." Amen. Why? Because I'm happy. Some of y'all claim to be happy, but you don't look it. You look like you ate hot wings and chili yesterday. Make a joyful noise. Listen, there should be joy in our hearts and on our lips when we worship God. It should not resemble a morgue. Amen. I want to come check y'all's pulse every now and then. Yep, he's dead. You heard about the guy who died in church and they called the ambulance? Ambulance got there and hauled three quarters of the church out before he got the right one. Amen. Amen. One old preacher said, "Church is so cold, if you let a milk cow down the aisle, she'd be giving popsicles and ice cream time she got the altar." Amen. Amen. Man, I like church where it's hot. I like church where nobody sleeps. If you can sleep in here, go right ahead. Amen. Listen, there's times to be solemn. There's times to be sorrowful. And even in them times, we shout. Amen. I'm telling you, my Aunt Bunny died week before last, Bobby? Man, I preached her funeral. I couldn't help it. I told him, I said, "I know you ain't supposed to be happy in the funeral, but I watched her suffer too long." I know where she's at. Amen. Amen. We, even when we're supposed to be mourning, we shout every now and then. Amen. But listen, when we worship privately or publicly, there should be great joy. Psalms 100 and verse number 2, the Bible said, "Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before His presence with singing." Do you ever sing to the Lord? I'm talking about not in here, when you're by yourself. Listen, if you ain't got personal worship, you sure ain't going to have no corporate worship. If you don't worship God every now and then by yourself, yeah, I don't expect you to do it in here. Amen. Whatever we do, we ought to do it as an act to worship before God. We are also to come before His presence with singing. Boy, I like that, don't you? Listen, we worship God. Why do we worship Him? We worship Him according to this chapter right here. We worship Him because of who He is. Because of who He is. Let me say it again. We worship God because of who He is. Look down there at verse number 3. He said, "Know ye that the Lord is..." How you like that capital G right there? "That the Lord is God." He's not a God.
That's right.
Are you listening? Hey, they some of them new funny Bibles that said He's a way instead of the way. He's a God instead of the God. No, He is the God. There is none beside Him, He said. Amen. I'm talking about the God of heaven and earth. I'm talking about the God that spoke this thing into existence. He said, "Let there be," and bam, there it was. There's your Big Bang Theory. Amen. That's who I'm worshiping this morning. I look up at the sun shining in the sky. My Father made that. I look at the moon as it hangs in the sky by night, and I think, wow, my Father made that. I look at the stars as they blanket the sky and twinkle one by one, and I think, my, I'm serving the One, and I'm walking with the One who flung all that out into space. We worship Him because of who He is. He's God, and He's worthy of worship. See, we got a lot of this man worship going on in our country. There's a crowd out there worshiping a president who is not worthy of worship. Neither was the one before him, or the one before him, or the one before him, or the one before him. Why? Because they're just men. They walk around in a body of flesh like I do. We've got people who are worshiping singers. Let me tell you what happened last year in January when the Super Bowl was played. There were churches all across America that moved their pulpits and put in large screen TVs and called it Super Bowl Sunday. I call it Super Vomit Sunday. Can you imagine how God felt about that halftime show in His sanctuary? What's her name? Beyonce? Come out there with her little devil signs and summonsing her personal demon.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, it ain't hearsay. It's out of her own mouth. He has a name. Used to the trend was if you're famous, you had a chihuahua in your pocketbook.
Yeah.
Now if you're famous, you got to have your own demon.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a cool thing to do. It ain't cool. It's straight out of hell. God ain't pleased with that stuff, friend. I'm here to tell you. I record the Super Bowl and watch it when I get home. And fast forward through the stupid halftime mess. I ain't against watching football, but it don't belong right here. I'm trying not to get on a tangent this morning, but sometimes it's hard. We ought to worship God because of who He is. That word Lord refers to God Himself, the great I Am. That's Him. When I truly know something, I have a heartfelt conviction that I know it. If I know that the Lord is God, and I'm thoroughly convinced in my heart, I wouldn't dare worship any other. And I shouldn't have to force myself to worship Him. I don't find worship to be a chore. I find it absolutely enjoyable. I've said for years, if you can't have fun at church, stay home.
Amen.
I don't, I'll be honest, I ain't knocking nobody else's church, but I don't see how people sit through some of that stuff. That preacher get up there and his voice, as soon as he opens the Bible, his voice changes.
Yeah, what is, come on, preacher.
The Bible said, they don't even talk the same. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They're one thing, then they're shaking hands with you during fellowship. As soon as they start preaching, they turn into something. No, man.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
That ain't nothing but a put on.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I love you, but that ain't nothing but a put on. I ain't got nothing to put on, but I got somebody to put on, and His name's Jesus. We worship God because of who He is. He's God.
Yes,
sir. Then people sing Him rap songs and call it Christian rap. If you can have Christian rap, you can have Christian marijuana.
Yes, sir.
Just put a fish on it. That makes it all right. They get up there and do all the G-O-D in the house. You think God's going and sitting in heaven going, oh, yeah. I'm down with that. No, God said that makes me sick. You think God's pleased when a bunch of men come in a sanctuary with their smoke and their lights and their mirrors and all that junk and that grunge guitar and some guy who looks like a girl? We'll have a little more respect for Him than that. We worship Him because of who He is, but listen, we worship Him because of what He's done. He said, it is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. You wouldn't be here if God hadn't created you. You wouldn't be here if God hadn't blessed you. Watch this. Do this with me. Don't blow it in the face of your neighbor. You know what that was? That's a blessing, friend. You only got to do that because God allowed you to. You may be here this morning, you're not saved. Hey, it's been God's kept you alive this long. I was experiencing the grace of God when I didn't even know it. I remember sneaking in Wheeler Gore's Lake catching his catfish. He called it stealing my catfish. I remember hearing them bullets whiz. Zoom! Pow! When you hear the zoom before the pow, you're on the wrong end. Amen. I remember all them nights we was out doing crazy stuff. We shouldn't be here. There's a crowd of us this morning in this room. Shouldn't be here. I could start naming names. I won't do it. But you're sitting here because of the grace of God. You're sitting here because God's good. And we ought to worship Him because of what He's done. Are you saved this morning? Way back. That's enough. Just to shout about Him forever. If He never done another living thing for you, if He saved you, well, you ought to be praising His holy name. Now, I don't know what you're used to, but you in a church full of sinners this morning.
Yes, sir.
There's some wicked people sitting in the pew with you.
Amen.
And you am one too.
Yes, sir.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Man, I didn't deserve what Jesus did for me. He saved me freely. I didn't have to do nothing in return. I serve Him because I love Him. I praise Him because I love Him. I preach because I get to. I'm not trying to work my way to heaven. I'm as good as there. Amen. We worship God because of who He is. We worship Him because of what He does. Let me give you this one. We worship Him because of who we are. Let me say that again. We worship God because of who we are. We are His people.
Yes, sir.
Let me say that again. We are His people.
Amen.
And the sheep of His pasture.
Amen.
I can surely stand with David this morning and say the Lord is my personal pronoun, my shepherd.
Yes, sir.
We worship Him because of who we are. Because of Him, I get to be His child. That's like a child being taken out of a foster home. And being adopted into a family, a loving family who has millions and can give that child everything his heart desires. I'm glad we've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I was serving one who did not love me. I was serving one who was trying to drag me into the pits of the damned. I was serving one who cared nothing for my soul. But one night on the New Year's Eve, we had an adoption hearing in the preacher's front yard, and I got gloriously born again. And God took me away from my old father, Satan, and brought me into His family. Woo! I felt like Mephibosheth with my old crippled, gnarled up life, hid up under His tablecloth. Hallelujah. We ought to worship Him because of who we are. Not everyone can worship God for that reason. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Not everybody can worship Him for that reason, because they're not His child. Oh, what's his name? Mel Gibson did that interview with Barbara Walters after he did the movie The Passion of the Christ. And he said, now, Barbara, you must understand, we are all God's children. No, we're not.
That's right, preacher.
We're all God's creation, but we're not all God's children.
Amen.
We're God's children if we have accepted God's Son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. That's what makes me His child. I am His creation.
Yeah.
But without Christ, I'm not His child.
That's right,
but I am.
Amen.
Amen, I am. Let me just say it again, I am. I'm saved and I know it. I'm heaven bound with a hammer down. I'm as close to hell as I'll ever be. I get to worship God because of who I am. And I'm a nobody, but I'm a nobody saved by grace. I'm a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. Amen. I'm going somewhere. And it's a place called heaven. I worship God because of who I am. I'm His child. Amen. You know, most little boys think their daddy's the strongest man in the world.
Yeah, you're right.
My little boy, now he makes two of me. And he used to tell me, make a muscle. I'd make a muscle. He'd go, ooh. He said, you're the strongest man in the world. I still ain't never told him no different. Little boys, if they got a decent dad, they stand in awe of their dad. And man, if anybody's got a right to stand in awe, you and I, as children of God, have a right to stand in awe of our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Why we worship him? Because of who he is, because of what he does, and because of who we are. We are God's children. Wow. I got to wrap this up. I'm almost done. We ought to worship God, lastly, and I'm done, because of what he's like. We ought to worship God because of what he's like. Man, I remember as a kid growing up, I'd hear some of them old preachers preach, and they'd make it sound like God was the meanest individual to ever live. They'd preach, if you didn't get saved, you was going to hell, and they sounded like they was glad of it. I mean, really, I mean, that's meaner than striped snakes, man. Yeah. And I thought, ooh, God is awful and God is terrible. Hey, God does judge.
Yes, sir.
And God does punish.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you this morning, God loves you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We ought to worship him because of what he's like. That last verse in Psalms 100, the Bible said, for the Lord is, anybody know the next word?
Good.
Yes. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth all generations. We ought to worship him for what he's like. What's he like, preacher? He's good. He's wonderful. Brother Freddie preached one time and said he's like frosted flakes. He's great. I'll never forget that. Amen. He's great. Great is the Lord, the psalmist said, and greatly to be praised. We serve a God who hears our prayers. Who answers our prayer. Have you ever talked to somebody and you was really trying to tell them about something and you could tell they just weren't listening? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like they were there, but they were somewhere else. I'm glad I don't serve a God like that.
Amen, preacher.
David said, I cried to the Lord. Watch this. And he inclined. You know what that means?
Yeah.
He inclined to me his ear. David said, Lord, and the Lord said, wait a minute.
Yeah, amen.
He just inclined to me his ear. You know what he's saying? You've got my full attention.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
We ought to worship him because of what he's like. Listen, nobody else can do what he does.
Right.
He can give me his full attention and Brother Freddie his full attention. And Brother Shane is full attention, and Terry, and Stacy, and Brother Atkins, and Brother Jim, and everybody all over the whole world. His full attention at the same time. Isn't that amazing? Just as sure as he's got I have his full attention this morning. He's a preacher in China, got his full attention this morning. He's a preacher in Africa, got his full attention. Woo! I'm telling you, boy, ain't he something? We had a lady come here years ago and got saved. She is from the Bronx, I believe, somewhere in New York. And her mama came down to visit her, Catholic mama. And on Wednesday night, we have prayer meeting. Everybody gets in the altar and prays at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that lady's mama elbowed her and said, I can't understand a word they're saying. She said, they ain't talking to you.
Yeah.
She said, but the one they're talking to, he hears them all.
Yeah.
Individually and simultaneously.
Yeah.
We ought to worship him because of what he's like. Listen, we've got life this morning because the Lord is good. If you're saved, you've got eternal life because the Lord is good. Your everyday needs are met because the Lord is good. You have answers to prayer because the Lord is good. You have the beauty of creation because the Lord is good. You have truth and righteousness because the Lord is good. And his mercy is everlasting. Wow. His mercy is everlasting. I've never tapped it out. And if there's ever a Christian who should have been in danger of tapping it out, but every time I come for mercy, guess what I find?
Yes, sir.
Mercy. Every single time. And that's enough to make me lift my hands this morning and say, thank you, O God, and bless your holy name. Worship. We go into Fullerville tonight. It ain't our church. But if we can't be ourselves, we just soon stay here.
That's right.
We're going to go down there and get in that choir with two more choirs. I'm telling you, I'm just going to tell you right now what I'm going for. I'm going to worship. Man, can you imagine if three churches in this area got together and really worshiped the Lord together? that might bring revival this town.
Yeah, you're right, preacher. Amen.
I'm telling you. I'm thinking that something may start stirring.
Yeah.
I'm going to show up tonight. And I'm praying the Lord's going to show out.
Amen.
I'm praying for O'Shea. I ain't heard him preach since he's a kid. I'm just praying, jump on him, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Fill him and spill him, God.
Yes, sir.
His mercy is everlasting. My. And His truth endureth to all generations. Oh, thank God for this Bible. Thank God for this Bible. He could have left us clueless, but He didn't. He did not leave us without a guide. I've got a book right there with the answer. Every need I have, it's right here. Somebody said, oh, I got a revelation from the Lord. I did too. Got 66 books of them. A lot of them so-called revelations from the Lord is eating too much pizza before you go to bed. Why worship? Why come to church and miss a chance of worship?
Amen.
We worship Him because of who He is, because of what He does. We worship Him because of who we are.
Amen.
We worship Him because of what He's like. And He's worthy of that this morning. Ashley, y'all come and get us a song. Let's stand our feet all over the house. Listen, before they sing, if we could, let's just bow our heads all over the house. Nobody looking around. We'll be out of here in just a minute. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I know it wasn't really a salvation message this morning. But if you're here and you're not sure that you're saved, we can get that taken care of right here this morning. You can leave knowing the one I preached about this morning. You can leave here knowing that heaven will be your home. Listen, I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. But if you're not sure you're saved, you'd like to get that settled in your heart, you'd like to know you're going to heaven when you die, I'd just like to pray for you. Like I said, I won't embarrass you. I won't come to you. I just want to pray for you if you just slip up your hand. Say, preacher, I'm not sure. I don't know if I died right now if heaven would be my home. Please pray for me, anybody. You slip your hand up, put it right back down. Preacher, I know I'm saved. Ain't no doubt in my mind. But I sure have been guilty of not giving the Lord the glory and the praise that's due Him. Preacher, pray that I'd swallow my pride and be thankful and give God the glory He deserves. How about that? Hands all over His building. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to You again this morning in Jesus' name, thank You, Lord, for a good day. Lord, thank You for a good week. Lord, week before last was a tough and a hard week. Lord, this week just been sweet. Lord, that young man getting saved on Tuesday night, that started it off right, God. Lord, we thank You for that. Thank You for these people, Lord, that are here this morning. You saw their hands. You know every heart. Lord, let's pray You'd have Your way in this altar call. Help us all, God. Lord, to be quick to praise You and slow to complain. God, help us to have worship that honors and glorifies You, that You're pleased with, Father. Lord, we'll thank You and we'll praise You in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God.